Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity I have to be with you again. I tell you what a joy it is to be able to live another day and to be able to breathe God's air and see God's handiwork. And I tell you, just to be able to give thanks to Him today. I tell you, I love the Lord, and I'm so thankful that each and every day He lets me live. And not only that, not just living in the flesh and having a breath to breathe, and you know, air to breathe, but I tell you, have life in Christ. I mean, I become a new creature in Christ when He saved me, and I started living then. I tell you, I didn't know what living was until I got saved. I was dead in trespasses and sin, but when I got saved, He quickened me, made me alive. And so I've been walking in newness of life ever since I got saved, and that's what life's all about. When you get saved, that's what life is. I tell you, you have the life you have the Holy Spirit living inside you. You have a God as your Father. And I tell you, He encourages you. He speaks with you. He communes with you. He gives you the peace. He gives you understanding about things. He gives you wisdom. He gives you knowledge. He gives you understanding. And I tell you what a joy that is. I tell you, when you become a child of God, He loves you, and He's going to teach you. He's going to teach you. We all need that. And I tell you, the only way we're going to be taught, we got to be teachable. We got to be humble. We got to have an open ear. We got to want to hear. We got to be willing to pay the price. We got to be willing to suffer. I mean, whatever it takes to understand and to have a close walk with God. I tell you, to have this fellowship with Him is to understand Him and understand the right way and to follow it. And I tell you, uphold it. And I tell you, and teach others the same. The Bible tells us that in the book of Proverbs, chapter 1. The Bible said, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. I tell you, this the son of David, the king of Israel, the wisest man that God let live. I tell you, he was a very wise man because he didn't pray for riches and so forth. He did pray for fame. But what he did pray was for understanding and knowledge and under the judgment, to have instruction and understand how he would, other words, to be able to rule the people, to be able to help the people, and to be able to rightly divide things and situations between all people. And I tell you, he loved the Lord, and he loved God's people. And he wanted to do the right thing. And so God blessed him not only with wisdom and knowledge, and I tell you, but he blessed him with riches. I mean, he was blessed. I mean, his fame went all over. I mean, the Queen of Sheba, I believe it was, came to see this about Solomon. And I tell you, it's because he didn't pray. He didn't seek it for the wrong reasons. He sought God. I tell you, he sought understanding and instruction and things of that sort to be able to help people. And so God blessed him with it. And the Bible said here, we have these proverbs that are written. And I tell you, it's really good to us today. It's something we need to understand. The Bible said to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. I tell you, we need to be able to perceive and understand. The only way we're going to know truth, we got to hear truth. We got to have truth there in front of us, you see. We need to be preached to. Knowing that, we need to be raised right. We need to have someone to teach us from birth. I mean, what truth is. And I mean, what real truth is today. Today, I tell you, a lot of children are being raised by the TV set. I tell you, they've been raised by this world. I mean, whatever the world's doing, I tell you, that's what they do, and so forth. And you have a lot of parents today, they just are way too busy to really raise children. I mean, what I mean is, it's all about them. It's all about how much money they can make. It's all about what kind of job, or it's all about how much dope they can take and how much they can fill themselves up with pleasure with the things of sin in life and not thinking about the children. And so, but I tell you what we need today. We need someone that knows God, someone that has wisdom that God's given them, instruction, and about to live it before people. And I tell you, and to live it before your children and your loved ones and those around about you, and to be able to understand things. And so it helps us to perceive the words of understanding and others to understand. The Bible said to receive the instruction of wisdom and justice and judgment. To have clarity about things. Receive instruction and wisdom. Understand these things. To give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. We're to understand and have knowledge and be discreet and to know how to behave ourselves in every situation that we may encounter. I tell you, that's what God wants us to do. We're to be taught this. We're to teach our children these things. You know, when those that, in other words, know how to protect ourselves, but don't, in other words, to be able to overlook things and to be able to turn the other cheek, so to speak, but also understand it and don't let anyone take advantage of us or how we need to take up for ourselves. But there's a time for all things and it's a time to be still. There's a time not to be. There's a time to be quiet. There's a time to speak. There's a time to be born. There's a time to die. It's a time to plant. It's a time to pluck up that which is planted. So in this life, we're going to face all these different things, but we need to understand how we conduct ourselves and how we should live and how we should act and how we ought to love our neighbor as ourselves. And children need to be taught these things. And so these things won't save you. I tell you, I've heard people say, well, I've never said a cuss word in my life. I was raised in church. I didn't do this. I've never took of alcohol or drugs or I've lived good. I've tried to obey my father and my mother. I mean, lived a clean life. And some feel that they've justified it all right because they don't think that they are a sinner. But the Bible says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. And so we all need a Savior. We all need understanding. But to do these things, it's good. It's good to live right. It's good to live a moral life. But let me tell you today that that won't save you. I tell you, that only thing can save you is a broken heart and contrite spirit, being sorry that you sinned against God. And when you do that, then as you cry out to Him for mercy and forgiveness, He will, and He'll save you. But I tell you, the Bible's telling us here today that saved and unsaved, we need to receive instruction. We need to understand things. The Bible said a wise man will hear. A wise man will listen. And he will increase learning. See, you will learn as you listen. As a wise man speaks and you listen to that wise man, you listen to the ones that's telling you right. And those that have understanding. And the Bible said here, a wise man will hear and will increase in learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. I tell you, you understand these things. You ask questions to those that have understanding and wisdom. You want to know. You want to be sure you're doing things that are right. And see, the Bible said to understand a proverb and the interpretation. The Bible said, hear the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The only way we're going to have understanding, we got to listen. We got to understand. We got to receive instruction. We got to receive this wisdom. The Bible said here in verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. You need to fear God and know that there is a God and know that He's Almighty. He created all things. He knows all things. And I tell you today, the world don't fear God. I tell you, the majority of the world today, they feel that they can do what they want when they want and they can do whatever that God don't see and God don't know and they're not going to give an account for their sin. That's the way they live. And I tell you, there's so many people like that. They have no fear of God before their eyes. And the Bible said, the foolish said in his heart, there is no God. And so they're fools. And the Bible talks about this in the book of Proverbs about the fools. The fools will not retain. They will not receive knowledge. They won't receive wisdom. No, sir. I mean, they will cast it aside. And that's why they come up short. That's why they die before their time. That's why they lose everything. The Bible said here, my son, hear in the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. When one that obeys their father and their mother, one has been taught right, they've received instruction and trying to do things that are right. I tell you, you can see it. I tell you, it's like a crown on their head. You can see it's grace unto their head. and it's like a chain about their neck. I tell you, it's just you can't hide it. I tell you, because they've been taught right, they received it. I tell you, most of all, when you've been saved, you've been born again. I tell you, we receive the understanding of the Word of God. We receive God in our hearts, and we receive the Word of God. We confessed our sin. We brought our broken heart and our contrite spirit, and God gave us this grace. I tell you, He covered us with His blood, and He anointed us with His Spirit, and it's the grace of God. We don't deserve it, but He gave it to us, and I tell you, we carry this around as a chain about our neck. We carry the wisdom around. We carry the words of knowledge with us, and we look out for these types of things, that how that we may conduct ourselves in all the different types of ways and the manner that we should in the things that we're facing at the time. The Bible said, if they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privately for the innocent without a cause. I tell you, that's the way it is. The wicked would do that. You got people today that they just lay up at night. They stay up at night just thinking of how they may consume, how they may take from someone, how they may murder someone. I tell you, the wicked, we're living in a wicked time. We're living in a time of violence. And I tell you, like it was in the days of Noah, the violence of all on the face of the earth. And I tell you, it's just so bad and it's awful today, the time that we're living in. But we have people like that. They said, let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those that go down the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. See, they listened to the lies of the devil. I tell you, they listened themselves to the lie, and they're trying to deceive others to come on board, to have one mind together, have one person. And I tell you, they're not out to help anyone, they're out to hurt someone, out to hurt you. And the Bible said, my son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from the path. Refrain your feet from anything that's God has warned you about these types of things. Don't run with the women. And don't, in other words, don't give yourself unto those that God has not given to you. And don't have sex without marriage. The Bible said, wait on the Lord and let Him give you a mate, whether it's a man or a woman. I'm talking about a man and a woman. I'll tell you, a man to wait on his wife, a woman, and a woman to wait on a man, her husband. And the Bible tells us what it is. And so, we're to wait. But there's so much evil going on, so much foolishness going on. And the Bible said we need to attain, we need to listen to this, we need to understand and fear God. The Bible said to fear the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, it's the beginning of wisdom. And I tell you, I'm so thankful that I fear God. When I first heard the Word of God preached, I tell you, I was lost. I was hell bound, and I tell you, I didn't understand anything. I didn't know much about anything. But the more I heard the Word, the more I understood. And so I've cried out to God, and I feared Him, and I asked Him, have mercy. Don't let me die in sin and go to hell. And I tell you, I got saved. And I tell you, as that day forward, I began to seek Him, and He began to teach me. He began to teach me through others. He began to teach me through the Word of God as I studied it, as He would give me understanding. And so I listened for it. I received the instruction. I tried to put it to practice, my faith in God. And I tell you, doing the right things. And I put it in practice. And I tell you, God has blessed me for it. I'm not worthy of anything. But I tell you, the Lord, it will bless you if you do the right thing. You seek out to do the right thing. But most important thing in this life, my friend, today is not money. It's not what you obtain in this life and fame. But the most important thing in this life is for you to receive the engrafted Word of God. It's for you to understand this Word, this Gospel, and to be saved. And so get by yourself somewhere and pray and ask God to have mercy upon you, sinner. God bless you. My time quickly come and gone. God bless you in Jesus' precious name. And amen.